Okay, good morning everyone. As already mentioned, I'm Mulukan Asras, presenting on knowledge and practice of health workers, health extension workers, community volunteer surveillance focal persons towards FPPK detection and reporting in core group polio project implementation pastoralist and some pastoralist areas of Ethiopia. Just not to make extremely large my title, just I use the number of abbreviations, so just let me say something before I'm going to the few coming presentation slides. So already HEW is already mentioned by Reza, so just it is these are health workers, primary health workers at community level who have been trained for 1 year with a government curriculum and deployed to the Kavali level, which is the lowest administrative government structures. And CVSFPs, these are community volunteer surveillance focal persons, especially named with core group. Just I will say something about core group. Those come from the village level and selected by their own community based on some criteria, just and but mainly voluntary to serve their community after taking 3 to 4 days of training. And core group, CGPP means core group polio project. Just these are my presentation outlines, and just this is a map of Ethiopia, and Ethiopia is just the second largest populated country next to Nigeria in Africa, which is nearly more than 90 million of populations, and divided into 9 regions with 2 additional city administrations. So Ethiopia initiated surveillance in 1997, and after 1 year just adopted AFP, acute flaccid paralysis, as integrated disease surveillance program. And as a core group globally formed in 1999 and established in Ethiopia in 2001, and has been supporting and coordinating efforts of PVOs and NGOs involved in polio eradication activities in the mainly in the pastoralist and semi-pastoralist areas of Ethiopia, where surveillance is very crucial. The general objective of the study is to assess knowledge and practice of health workers, health extension workers, and community volunteer surveillance for focal person towards FPP case detection and reporting in CGPP working area of Ethiopia. Actually, just to conduct this this research, a facility-based cross-sectional study involving key informant interviews of health extension worker and community volunteer surveillance focal person and health center focal surveillance focal persons were the key informant, and it's conducted on the where core group polio project is were conducted. So to assess questionnaires were developed, and these questionnaires were pre-tested and administered by a trained interviewers. So generally, when we come to the health extension worker sections, a total of 70 health extension workers were interviewed in 9 districts, and among that, 17% of them were defined AFP case by mentioning acute and flaccid paralysis, or just 100% correctly. And 70% of them able to mention flaccid and paralysis only. Concerning activities health extension worker carry out, just 49 they were asked what type of activities were carry out in relation to AFP. So 49% of them search AFP case by going house to house, and 6% by providing health education. 7% just they are gathering information from the community volunteers, and 39% they did not do anything specific to AFP, but they manage AFP as IDSR. When we come to their detections, just 3 health extension workers, just they detected AFP, whereas the remaining were not ever detected. And the reason given for this was just there were no cases. So just in their locality, there is no there was no AFP cases, whereas 0.5% only just we couldn't able to find because the community is mobile. So, but the most very important point is all of them report immediately just the cases they found. When you come to the volunteer section, 71 community volunteer surveillance focal persons were interviewed. And 10% of them were defined AFP case by mentioning acute and paralysis. Actually, there is their own community case definition, which is not more formal to that of the health extension worker or the health workers. And 30% respondents gave other answers that did not include paralysis. So when you come to the activities they performed, 62% of them just they search AFP by moving from house to house, whereas more than 12% of them were provided health educations, and 9% of them were provided both education and house to house case searching. Whereas the remaining then other activities. The case detection and reasons for not detected, just 15.5% of them ever detected, and the remaining were not detected, but the reason they provided was no any case by 84% of them, and because of the mobile community, 4.7%, and other 10% of them were provided other reasons. To whom the community volunteers report, just 61% of them said they report to the health extension worker or to the health post, and 23% to the health centers. Anyway, 31%, but 31% of the community volunteers were applied zero reporting. Okay. Just the time we're asked, just at what time do the health extension worker reported? So, as you can see, 36% of them reported were reported immediately. And nearly 90% of them reported days after onset, and similar reported 2 weeks and after the onset, and 37% of them reported in 2 months after onset of paralysis, whereas the others reported other time value. So, 49% of health exchange workers said they search AFP case by going house to house, while 39% said they did not do anything specific to AFP surveillance. And this implies that health extension worker alone cannot carry out the task of house to house AFP case detections, and this may be due to the overburden and or work overload, because health extension workers expect to provide more than 17 packages. So just the community volunteer focal persons' knowledge on the case definition of AFP, 13% of CVSCPs gave other answers, and 31% of CVSCPs answered they don't know the case of definition of AFP. So just when they are moving from house to house, just providing IEC material is mandatory. As conclusion, about half of the health extension workers said they searched AFP case by going house to house, and about a third said they did not do anything specific to AFP surveillance, perhaps related to the high workload and the main activities that they are expected to carry out. So strengthening community volunteer surveillance, focal person contribution, and linking them to health extension workers may be one of the major solutions for it. And just finally, we recommend training and strengthening of support supervision is very important. Establishing and strengthening forums to involve partners and stakeholders is also recommended. And we have to strengthen mechanisms for identification of AFP cases and reporting, especially in hard-to-reach and border communities. So finally, I would like to acknowledge Core Group Polio Project to support this research, and USAID is just the funder, and regional health bureaus, zonal health department, water health office, and the coordinators, the interviewers, and the community. Thank you very much.